Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Kingdom Business News and Interviews with Essence E, where there is inspiration in every interview and hope in every topic. Everyone, and welcome back to my show. I'm your host, Essence E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day out there today. I pray you guys are pushing forward and you're fulfilling the purpose that God has given you. Amen. So today, the topic of the show is called Let Your Haters Be Your Motivators. So go grab something to eat or to drink and go grab those Bibles and let's dive right into this show. So first, if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 6, verse 27. And it says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you." So we have to let our haters, who's ever hating on us, whoever doesn't like us or who talk about us behind our backs or belittle us, we need to let them be our motivators to keep on going and to keep on pushing harder. We're not going to swallow up into this ball just because there are people out there who don't like us, who hate on us all the time. We need to remember that we are the children of God and we have to keep pushing forward. And you know, Jesus said we are supposed to love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. Why does Jesus want us to do that when this person is really hating on me? They can't stand me. That is because maybe God is trying to show them the love of Christ through us. And you know, sometimes I know that that's a very hard thing to do, especially when people who are coming at you, who are saying all these things about you, when they look at your behavior and they're like, you're not really a Christian because you're doing X, Y, and Z. They're watching you. They're watching you under a microscope and they're just like, she ain't really real. She ain't about that life. She just up there saying it, trying to make herself look better than all of us. And that's what some people think. But in Jesus' name, we are not all perfect. We're not going to be perfect. You know, I mess up every day. You mess up every day. We're not perfect people, but we do serve a perfect God who is perfecting us each and every single day. So he has to keep on molding us until we're not here on this earth anymore. So if you have people who are hating on you right now, let them motivate you to do better. Let that motivate you to keep on striving, to keep on pushing forward. If they're hating on your business, you know what? You strive more and more each and every single time, each and every single day, to be about your business, to be about anything that God wants you to do. Because if you let that stop you, you're stopping your own blessing. You're stopping the blessings that God wants to bestow upon you, because you're up here listening to other people and you're worried about people who are hating on you. You are going to have people who hate on you, especially when you serve Jesus Christ. They hated on Jesus so bad. They hated on him so bad. But did that stop Jesus' ministry? Did that stop him getting on the cross for us? Did that stop him from pushing forward in the Lord so he could be seated at the right hand of the Father? No. Jesus knew that with all that hate that he got, it came with reward at the end, because he is sitting at the right-hand side of God. He is the Alpha, the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Nobody comes in front of him or in back of him. He is God's son. You know, he is God's son. And we need to know that when we're doing very hard in this life, because Jesus said it was not going to be a cakewalk. When we were doing really hard in this life, we have to look at the next life. Our rewards are not in this world. Whatever we build here are going to be set in treasures for heaven. We need to be setting up treasures for the kingdom and not here on earth, where there's dust and wrath, that's dust and moth and all that stuff. All that stuff can get on it, all the dirt and everything. We need to be setting up treasures in heaven where you have no worry about anything up there being rotten or dusted or, you know, moths coming on it, eating it up, because the treasures in heaven are eternal and this is temporary. Everything on this earth is temporary, and we need to get our mindset set on the things of God, not in this world. You know, we need to be setting up treasures for the kingdom. We need to be setting up treasures for the kingdom of God, for his glory. But yet we are so focused sometimes on what's going on here on this earth, we forget that we have another place to go to after this life. We are just passing by this life. This is not our home. This is not our home until God calls. This is not our home. Our home is either going to be heaven or hell, wherever we choose to go to in this life. So we have to really love our enemies. We have to love our enemies and bless those that curse us, because that way, when they're doing that to us, we're still showing them the love of Jesus no matter what. And we need to continue on that path for as long as we are here. So like I said, the title of the show, Let Your Haters Be Your Motivators. Let that motivate you today. Let that motivate you. Show them the love of God. Show them what Christ's love really does mean. Because honestly, the only reason why people hate on you is because they see something in you. They see some type of greatness and they wish that they had it, but they don't realize that they have their own particular greatness that God has given them. See, a lot of people don't like to see other people shine. And that's the thing, but they don't realize they can shine themselves, because there's room for everybody. Look how many people God has created and still creating to this day. All the babies that are being born for the next generation and the generation after that. There's enough room for everybody. God has given each and every single person born here on this earth a gift. He has given them a gift, and it's up to us to seek him and to find what God wants us to do and to fulfill our purpose in this life. So please do not be upset when someone's hating on you. Don't be upset when someone's talking about you. I know that it's hard. It really is hard, because you don't want people up here perceiving you as something that you're not. You don't want people up here talking about you, hating on you, trying to stop the things that God wants you to do, trying to stop your business, trying to stop your ministry, trying to stop everything that God is trying to open up for you. But like I said, let that motivate you to push harder. Let that motivate you to pray harder, be in your word harder, and know that God is going to open up all the doors for you. It doesn't matter if they hate on you. It does not matter if they hate on you at all, because what God has for you, no man can take away. Nobody can take away your blessing. The only person that can mess up your blessing is you. So no man can take your blessing unless you give it to them. Please do not think that people can sit up here and and take your blessings away unless you let them. You let them. God doesn't take away the blessings. We take away our own blessings. We need to remember that. We take away our own blessings when we succumb to other people. We take away blessings when we do things that are opposite of God. See, God doesn't have to take it away. It's automatically taken away when we do something that's out of his will, that is not in his word. And we have to remember this, everybody. We have to remember this, that God, what God giveth, that he can't take it away, but we have to remember something too. God is taking it away, but we take it away first. God doesn't want to take anything away from his people. He doesn't want to take away blessings from people, but he will, and we do it to ourselves. We do it to ourselves, and we have to remember this. We do it to ourselves. You cannot blame God. And a lot of times people want to blame God for everything. No, you cannot blame God, because it starts within us. It starts within us. So please, everyone, like I said, let people motivate you to do better who is hating or hazing or doing all kinds of manner of evil against you. Like I said, look at Christ's life. Look at Christ's life. I mean, he had a ministry. These men were jealous of him. They were hating on him. But Jesus still stood in front of them with both his feet planted on the ground. Jesus was not scared. He stood up for himself. He stood up for God. He stood up for the word, the true word of God. So please remember that when people are up here hating or spitting at you and saying all kinds of manner of evil against you, remember Christ's life, because they did far worse to him than what people are doing to us. They've done far worse to him. They crucified him on that cross, but thank you, Jesus. He rose again on the third day. He paid. He paid for all of our sins with his blood on that cross. So please today, like I said, let that motivate you to keep pushing forward. I mean, let that motivate you. You don't think that Jesus was afraid to go on the cross? He even asked God, please, Lord, take this cup from me. Please take this cup from me, because you don't think that his human side was not feeling it? You don't think that he had feelings? Yes, he felt all of it. But he loved us so much that he bared all of our transgressions literally on himself. On himself. But he was not afraid to stand toe to toe for God's word. He was not afraid to stand toe to toe and say what is biblical and what is true, what it said about God. They did not believe that he was the Messiah. They did not believe that he was the true Messiah, but we know that Jesus was the true Messiah. There are some people who are still waiting on him today, but that's a whole nother subject. But all I'm saying is that when you look at his life, there were so many people that hated on him, that couldn't stand him, that didn't stop him from doing what God wanted him to do. It did not stop him. So please, let your haters be your motivators. It says in John chapter 15, verse 18, this is what Jesus said. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. It hated Jesus before it can hate any of us. So let that be said. If the world hates you, I have to admit, that is a good thing. And so the reason why I say that is because I would rather be on Christ's side than be on the world's side. Let's just be real here. I would rather be on his side than the world's side, because when you're on the world's side, you are not going to win. With Christ, you win in everything. With Christ, you win. With everything with him, you win. It may not feel like that. It does not feel good when people do hate on you. We have feelings too. We have hearts. Our hearts have been broken by our families, by the people that you could be involved with. I mean, people have hurt. There are children that are hurting because they get hated on every single day. They do it. Sometimes their hearts can't even bear it. But I'm just trying to tell you right now, you are a good company. You are a good company, because to be hated by the world, that is a good thing, because you know you're doing something right in the Lord. To be hated by the devil and to be attacked by the devil, that is a good thing, because you know you're doing something right. You know you're doing the will of God. You know that you're pushing forward. You know that God has something for you. So you keep on doing what you're doing and let them keep hating on you. The more they hate on you, More blessings are going to come. More blessings are going to come. Let them keep hating on you. Let them keep trying to block everything that God wants to do for you. Let them try to keep blocking your ministry. Let them keep trying to block in your business. Let them keep trying to block anything that they think of. Anything that they think of, trying to block you at this position, that position, block you from this person, or, just being a hater in general, or let them talk about you. Let them try to slander you to somebody else. Let them whisper in your boss's ear. Let them whisper in employees' ears, or whoever is around them, your friends, family. Let them do their whispers. Let them do their whispers and let God handle it for you. Let God handle it for you. So like I said, that should motivate you to keep on pushing harder and harder and be stronger, because you grow stronger in the Lord. You grow stronger in Him. Do not let the enemy try to come and play with your mind, because during this time, he comes to play with your mind. He tries to make you think you can't do it. He gets in your mind that what they're saying about you is true out there. But in Jesus' name, it's not true, because you are beautifully and wonderfully made. God has made you for a purpose, and you have to keep going. You have to keep striving. You have to keep going for Him as hard as you can. Because like I said, the devil will try to trick you. He is the father of lies, and he's also an angel of light. He will make things that are dark, and he will make things that look dark, and he will turn them into light. You have to be careful out there at the devil, at the enemy and his ways. You really do have to be careful. So all I'm saying is right now, let the people who are hating on you, let them go ahead and hate on you. Just pray for them. Pray for your enemies. Do good to them. Show them the love of Christ. Show them His love. And when they see that you're not going to back down, that you're not backing down to them, and that you're showing them that love, they're going to feel bad. Trust me, they will feel bad. Some of them will feel bad and have a conscience. Some people, they might not. But at the end of the day, you did what God says. You did what He said. And you did not let these people get to you. You showed them the love of Jesus. And that's all that you needed to do. At the end of the day, it is up to us as Christian people and in our walk to be the light of Christ. We don't get it right every day. Sometimes we let our human emotion get the best of us. And we have to say to God, Lord, I'm sorry for letting my flesh dictate to me instead of my spirit. So let our spirit dictate to us, not our flesh. Our flesh will let us down at all times. Let's just be real, because we want to get angry. We want to be angry. We want to be mean. We want to be hateful just like them. But what we're showing them is not the love of Christ. It's something else. It is something else. And we're playing to it. We're playing to their spirits. We're playing to what they're dealing with. So please love your enemies. Love your enemies. Please love your neighbor as you love thyself. Love your enemies and bless those that curse you. Bless them. Just continuously bless them, and know that God is always going to be there for you no matter what. He is standing right by you right now. He is standing right by you. And I just want you to remember that nothing is too hard for God. Let God fight all your battles for you, because you can't do it alone. Don't do it alone today. Let God in and watch all the miracles happen. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this show. And I just pray that this show has inspired you. I pray that you will always get something from this. And like I said, let your haters be your motivators, okay? So just remember that. Let them be your motivators. Don't stop what God is doing for you just because people are hating on you. So right now we're going to listen to this new song that I have. It's by Shelby Williams, I believe, featuring, let me see. I need to see who it's featured by. I am so sorry, you guys. Oh boy. Let me see who it's featuring. Let me see. Featuring Marsha. It's a really, really, really awesome song. It's called It's called I'm trying to pronounce it right, you guys. It's called Unwahangwa. And it's a really, really awesome song. It means what starts with me ends with you. It's a really inspiring, beautiful song. And I just pray that you guys really get something from it, really listen to it with your hearts and let it resonate to your spirit. So yet again, I want to thank you guys for tuning in to this show. Hopefully I'll be coming back with more interviews soon. So stay tuned for that. Please listen to my last show that I did. And I just pray that each and every single one of you really, really, really get something from it. Let it resonate to you. I hope it ministers to you because we are all in this together. We truly are all in this together. And we need to have each other's backs because we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ and we need to be there for one another no matter what. And I know that it gets hard sometimes and I know that your flesh is really saying the opposite at times. But just know that God is here and he's never going to leave you or forsake you. So please go listen to last week's episode. It's called The Depths of the Soul. Please go listen to that and all the rest of my podcasts. This is podcast number 140. Woohoo! 140 shows. I am so proud. I really am proud. And I thank God for all these shows that I've done. I couldn't have done it without God and the motivation from other people who have pushed me to do better and to do better in my walk. You know, the people that are in my life, the real solid people who will tell me like it is and will not sugarcoat the truth from me. I want to say God bless you. God bless you. You are in my life for a reason. I love you. They know who they are when they listen to this show. And I love you. And I love you dearly. You know, you don't know how much I'm getting a little bit emotional when I talk about this because, you know, I struggle myself, you know, and they bring me back and they motivate me to be better each and every single day. So I just want to thank God for them. I want to thank God for bringing them into my life, for challenging me, for making me look on the inside of myself and just everything. I love my people. I love the people that God has put in my life. I thank God for that. So until next time, again, I love you and God bless you all. And always know that you always have purpose in Christ. So I'll see you guys later. Take care. Uno ango. Yelele.
What starts with me? With we moving forward, taking our stand hand in hand as this generation, one heart, one mind, challenging systems, uphold what is righteous, a place where I and we begin. Unuango, yelele, yelele. Ubuntu cannot without you. Ubuntu cannot without me. Ubuntu cannot without you and me. Ubuntu cannot without you. Ubuntu cannot without me. Ubuntu cannot without you. Stand together and help one another. We gotta get it right. Love today and for the rest of our lives. Ubuntu cannot without you. Ubuntu cannot without me. Ubuntu cannot without you and me. Ubuntu cannot without you. Ubuntu cannot without me. Ubuntu.
cannot without you. Ubuntu cannot without me. Ubuntu cannot without you and me. Ubuntu cannot without you. Ubuntu cannot without me. Ubuntu cannot without you and me.
You want to be remembered as a great friend or dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young. So always buckle your seatbelt. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia DMV. Click it or ticket. You want to be remembered as the guy who made everybody laugh. You want to be remembered for the cool stuff you did and for being there to help out your friends and your family. You want to be remembered as an awesome dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young because he didn't have a seatbelt on. So do one simple click and buckle up. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. Click it or ticket.